Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, along with you for the ride here on this Wednesday, May the 18th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. It says raining now here in Marion, although I don't see any rain out my window, but it may be raining in your area. It's certainly overcast where we are here, but I guess we could say April showers bring May showers. But that's the way it is, as they say. And apparently going to be 90-something degrees on Friday. The temperatures are very strange right now. 90 degrees, I think, on Friday. 70 on Saturday. High 70s, low 80s. And then in the 60s on Sunday. So, again, allergies, and colds. Well, we've had a guest on every hour this week, and we're all the way here to Wednesday. So I thought, there's so much stuff I want to talk about that I haven't had a chance to talk about or get you on the toll-free line and talk about. So that's what we're going to do this morning. If you have anything to say about any of the guests we've had on this week, Thunderbolt Patterson, Ted Williams, who else did we have on? Oh, Kirk Detweiler from the Palace announcing the fall season. And we had Kai Mead on yesterday talking about the tree removal program. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, and we can discuss anything on your mind. Always enjoy talking with you, the listening audience. We got to hear the new fall season coming up at the Palace, which includes Lee Greenwood, the Righteous Brothers, all kinds of great things. We found out that Ted Williams is still possibly considering a write-in candidacy for governor of Ohio, now that Nan Whaley and Governor DeWine have been chosen as the two major candidates. We have learned, what else have we learned this week? Well, we learned about the tree removal program. If there are any trees in the tree lawn area between the sidewalk and the curb in Marion that you would like to see torn down, call City Hall, talk to the safety director, or call your council person, or email them and tell them you want that tree gone. So that's where we are. Now, here's the stuff I want to talk about. Okay, now I know you're getting sick of hearing me talk about this. I know you are, but there was a new development last night, so I feel that I should bring this up. So, I was going to Wendy's last night at about 7 o'clock, and that's far enough down the road where I would pass the mausoleum. Now, I'm fascinated now with the construction site that houses the Porta restroom, which is what I'm going to refer to it as, on the Del Taco site. Well, as many of you know, we got reports last week that the door was hanging open as people were driving by that Porta restroom on Route 95 there on the Del Taco property. Well, Saturday night, I was driving by it just like everybody else, and there the door was hanging wide open, flopping back and forth, which is probably why they don't put those things that close to the road. Because there are a lot of people who walk up and down the road, and they're probably either using it or they're just opening the door to cause problems. So the door there was hanging wide open, which, you know, that's very close to the road. If you got close enough, you could put a pretty good dent in your car or rip the door off the Porta restroom. So last night I'm driving by, and of course I glance over because it's my new fascination obsession, and they have moved the Porta restroom away. Well, let's put it this way. It's not sitting on the curb anymore like it was. So they've turned it now to where the door is facing Perkins, pretty much. It's kind of catty corner there, but they've turned it to where the door is facing Perkins. But with this, and I drove as slow as I could past it, it is now closer to the mausoleum. Now, there is no grass on the Del Taco property. There is grass on the mausoleum. And it is right in the line of the grass. So now it even looks more like it's on the mausoleum property. It's probably 10 feet from the door. And as I said before, you're probably sick and tired of me hearing about this. But this is just the strangest occurrence in life. And it's getting stranger by the day because clearly they can move it now. Because they have moved it, probably because the door kept getting knocked open. So they have moved the door away from the road, but they've moved it closer to the mausoleum. So there you go. And I'm telling you, if you were an out-of-towner, you would think that was on the mausoleum property at this particular point. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, I understand this might just be my obsession alone, but it's just one of those silly things to me that I don't understand. It's like wearing jeans to a funeral or a wedding. If it's all you have, that's fine. But if there's a dress code, you have to abide by the dress code. There are still a lot of restaurants in New York that abide by dress codes. If you don't have a collared shirt on, they're not going to let you in. So this whole thing just continues to be very funny to me. Go ahead, caller.
I wish there was some way that they would put it on the front porch of that place. Then you'd really blow a gasket.
Well, it gives me something to talk about every morning on Slow News Days.
Hey, I got something for you to talk about. I haven't paid my subscription. I let it lapse to the Star online, but I can still read the headlines. What is this about a amphitheater going up at Founders Park? Have you heard about that?
Well, we had Kai on yesterday. Did you hear the show yesterday?
Bits and pieces.
Well, basically, what it is, it's a band shell. And I don't know where they get, if that means amphitheater, I guess okay. But it's a band shell, so if a band would perform there, they wouldn't get rained on or things of that nature. But I don't know anything about an amphitheater. A band shell.
So that's just what I was just browsing through my headlines, and it says Darien City Council approves Founders Park amphitheater project, and I thought, that sounds fancy.
Well, I can't imagine they're putting seating in there. Although I didn't see the article, so maybe that's such a small park. I just can't see that. But I do know they're putting in a band shell. We talked about that yesterday.
Well, that'd be good. Like, don't they have some kind of like jazz and blues and ribs festival down there?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's, I don't know what month that is, but yeah. Well, what I would like to see is them use it.
A porta potty right in the middle of Main Street.
Well, put it right in front of the band shell. Put it right in front of the band. Just right in front of the band. Put it right there.
Oh boy.
But, you know, I would just like to see something going on down there that was fun. You know, that's, they're not going to draw big bands because they don't have that kind of money, but, you know, local bands, things like that. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything's better than nothing, right, Scott?
Anything's better than nothing. You got it. Thank you.
Have a good show.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Did anybody hear anything about an amphitheater? Now, I do know about the band shell going in down there at Founders Park, but I can't imagine that they're putting in a seating. I wouldn't see that, which would kind of designate it to be an amphitheater. Anyway, if you know anything, you can give me a buzz. I didn't read that article in the Star. If somebody did, they can fill me in. and fill our caller in there. 740-751-4038. Oh, and do want to remind everybody again, the Pickle Festival coming up in Miamisburg on June the 25th, so don't miss that. And I have finally gotten confirmation now. I talked to Mary Ellen over the weekend, and dedication of her museum at the Historical Society will definitely be taking place on June the 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. So that's right around the corner, and I'll be there for that, covering it live, which will be interesting because, Fred Malone, I'm sure, will fill us in on this between now and then. I'm not exactly sure what's going on as far as the sequence of events. I would imagine that if there was a ribbon cutting or something, it would happen later, maybe more towards 7, because of the just people getting off work at 5. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, on that porta potty, you know, all they gotta do is call the county commissioner or call the sheriff, head sheriff. It's in the county. If they worry about that porta potty, I understand the, with a mausoleum next to it, that's not really appropriate. But, you know, I'm sure the people that's building that out there maybe don't have anything to do with that. Maybe another private concern brought that in. So, but I think the county commissioner, you get the answer, results.
Oh, and I agree with you 100%. I don't think anybody did this maliciously. I don't even think they thought about it when they did it. I think they just did it.
Yeah, and, you know, but I'm with you on that. It would look a lot better on back a whole bit now.
Well,
it would look better before, but maybe for landscaping and plumbing and stuff, it'd just be in the way back, and that's the only place they thought they could do it.
Well, yeah, and now since they have moved it to keep the door away from the road, now it looks even more like it's on the mausoleum property. And you know what? If it wasn't the month of May when probably most people are visiting it, I probably would not make such a big deal of it. But if you're going there, and a lot of people from out of town probably go there to visit their loved ones on Memorial Day, you don't want to see that over there.
No, it's not a good idea. It's true, but... You know, things happen. Sometimes you get busy on construction, and I'm sure the guys working there don't know anything about it, you know?
No, the guys working there are just hard-working guys. They're trying to get that Del Taco up, but I don't know if the person dropped it off, just did not. A lot of people don't know that building is a mausoleum. Even though there is a sign out front, people really don't give it much attention.
It sure is amazing how that's built up out there. When they first put that in, you never think it would build up like that, would you?
Oh, no. That whole road, I mean, it is... who would have thought that?
Well, I got my greenhouse running. I'm growing plants.
Oh!
Some peppers and all that. I've had them in about 2 weeks now, and they're really doing good.
Oh, do
I mean good, good.
Good. Now, do you think this weather is good for them, the way we're having up and down temperatures?
No, not really.
Yeah, I know.
You need steadiness. You know, like the air temperature can be 55, but the ground temperature, I'm sure, will be at least 10 degrees colder than that. You know, it's not the same. Everybody thinks, oh, it's 55 or 60 out, that ground's warmed up. No, it's not. No. I mean, you can put stuff in, but I think it is breaking pretty fast. But some stuff is not going to do that. It's just going to sit there.
Well, you know. I'm going to try to give the tomatoes a run again because I love tomatoes on just about anything. But I think it's my soil out here is the issue.
You got to remember, too, you got to water once a week. You almost got to do it. Nature's good, but all it takes is just one really dry spell, and you set them back so far. You know, you know, maybe you water on Monday or Wednesday, a certain day. But, you know, it's just a habit we get into.
Yeah, and it's a fun hobby.
Yeah, you know, a garden's a lot of work. I like it, then I don't like it. Then I like it, you know, but I like doing it. I like seeing things grow and it just it helps you.
Oh,
it
helps you. How are things with you? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, real good. You know, my wife has a lot of complaints. I mean, she hurts a lot of arthritis and stuff, but she does good. I'll say that for her.
Good.
She cooks good.
She so certainly does. See that.
Okay.
A plus. Thanks, Larry. Bye bye.
Hey, good talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Bye bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. See, other people are interested in this porta restroom as well. And I, the county commissioners, they probably could do something about this. But let me make it clear. It has nothing to do with the construction workers. I don't think they have a clue. It's just where they go to the restroom, I would imagine. And I don't think it has anything to do with, I don't even think it has anything to do with the company, to be honest with you. I just think people didn't realize what they were doing, I guess. That's a mausoleum and probably not the best place to put a portable restroom. And now it's closer than it was before. So there you are, 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on that or anything else. Did anybody read the article in the newspaper about the amphitheater in Founders Park? I know about the band shell, like I say, but the amphitheater I'm not sure about. Okay, Mary Ellen's museum ribbon cutting, June the 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m. And again, I don't know the sequence of events of how that will happen, but I would assume if there is a ribbon cutting or something, it would happen closer to 7 o'clock, because I know a lot of people don't get off work till 5 or 6. But we will be broadcasting live from that event, and anything they would like me to do, I will do. Not sure if there's going to be a ceremony or what at this point, but the Historical Society does a great job with all the events they have over there. So we'll find out as time goes on what's going on June the 2nd. Oh, this past weekend, this is great. This past weekend, as you know, I'm stuck at home for a little while longer, and I love old radios. I love old radios, and I love replicas of old radios. And I was on Facebook this past Saturday, and there was a barn sale going on in Marion, and they took some pictures, and it looked like they had either a replica of an old radio or an old radio. So I sent a message to him on Facebook, and I said, how much is that old radio? And it was very, very, very inexpensive. And I thought, well, how am I going to get this? Because I don't want to go out if it's busy over there. And I said, could you set that aside for me? So I drove over, and when I drove over, really there were only about two or three people there. And I was able to walk up and get that radio. And it's great. It works perfect. And I was able to pick it up for a very, very, very inexpensive price. But I love old radios and I love old microphones, even if they don't work. Also, the replicas. I like the replicas. And that was just a good find. You find stuff like that this time of year with all the garage and yard sales going on. It's a very, very nice thing. So I wanted to let everybody know about that. Also, the 59-cent sausage McMuffins, sausage and cheese McMuffins at McDonald's. This is becoming an addiction for me. Apparently, inflation has not hit the McMuffin department at McDonald's. So now every morning, not only do I get a large Diet Coke, but I get two of these 59-cent sausage cheese McMuffins. And my bill only ends up being a little over $2. So I get two sausage cheese McMuffins and a large Diet Coke for just a little over $2. That is a deal. And somebody told me this was also going on at Wendy's. Some kind of deal like that. Very, very inexpensive deal. But those are good McMuffins. So if you don't know about that, I don't know if it's just the month of May this is going on over at McDonald's. But try yourself, help yourself to a 59-cent sausage and cheese McMuffin. I wanted to touch on this. When we had Kirk on Monday from the Palace, Oh, we're getting a phone call here. Let's go to the phone call, and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, they also have the McDoubles on sale, too.
Oh, how are they? How much are the McDoubles?
$1.
$1 right now?
That's $1.19 off.
Now, how long do they? How long are they doing this?
They're doing it Monday through Friday for the rest of the month. On the weekend, they're regular price.
So through June 1st, Monday through Friday, McDoubles are $1.
Right.
But not on the weekend.
Not on the weekend.
Now, I haven't checked. Are the sausage McMuffins 59 cents?
I doubt
on the weekends?
On the weekends, but I'm not sure of that.
Well, I'll tell you, I might go there tonight for dinner if the McDoubles are $1.
Does your radio have tubes in it?
The one I got ended up being a replica, but even those replicas are crystal clear. You know, the tuners on some of these other radios are not so great, but in those replicas, they are, boy, the best tuners in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how you can tell if it's a replica. Bad tubes in it.
Yeah, it's definitely a replica, but boy, those replicas cost anywhere from $50 to $100, and to pick this up for the price that I picked it up for was an absolute steal.
Well, that's good.
I have these throughout the house. So, have you have anything to say about anything that's been going on this week?
No.
Things good with you?
Seriously, now the amphitheater is going up there at that park, but...
Well, I know there's a band shell. I didn't hear anything about an amphitheater, but I know there is going to be a band shell.
And that mausoleum out there, you know, I've never, ever seen anybody on that property.
You know what's funny? Somebody said that to me recently. I can't remember who it was. And just so happens, we were in the car driving by, and there was a car up there. Yeah. So, I mean, people...
I've been by there so many times all my life, and I've never, ever seen a car on there. I've never seen no people.
Yeah.
No nothing.
There was definitely a car up there. It was a white car. If you walked inside, you would know that people go in there, because there's a lot of stuff on the ledges for the people in there. So, I mean, people do go. I think it's just... I don't know how many people are in there, because it's limited space, it's not like a graveyard, but people are definitely stopping by because there's a fair amount of stuff on the shelves.
Well, as time goes on, there'll be less and less people.
Well, they still have open spots. Now, see, I think I want to go there now. I like that idea of being on Route 95 and being above ground.
Well, my aunt and uncle, they're in a mausoleum. They're in the big one. It's in Canton, Ohio, in a cemetery in Canton.
Well, it's my understanding that it's not that expensive because you don't have to pay... I don't think you're in a vault, which I think is a little pricey now. So I don't think it's as pricey as people think it is. I think that's what deters people from a mausoleum, is the price.
But it just seems like, you know, the price that you pay for it, that pays for the upkeep and that forever?
Well, I think so, yeah. I think it's perpetual care, much like cemeteries have. You know, a lot of cemeteries will have perpetual care where if the family pretty well takes care of it. They pay a certain amount, and they make sure that the area is kept up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's what goes on. But I don't know what the upkeep would be in there, to be honest. I really don't know what the upkeep would be. It's not. It's just a room with marble walls where people are in and names on the walls and a floor. There's not much more to it than that.
Yeah, McDonald's also has their premium sandwiches, 2 for $6.2.
It's a good deal right now. Apparently the inflation has not hit them.
Wonder why they're doing that.
Well, I think to get people in. I just don't understand why it's not advertised better.
Yeah, I've never heard it advertised.
No, I've never heard a radio commercial. I've never seen a television commercial.
I found out about it one time because I had somebody go there and get me some, and
price was a lot better.
Back and it was a dollar.
Yeah, 50, so more than 50.
I called McDonald's and talked to the manager and asked him about it, and that's what he said.
More than 50% off is not not bad at all.
No.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. How about that? The not only are the Sausage McMuffins 59 cents Monday through Friday through the end of the month, but the McDoubles are a dollar Monday through Friday through the end of the month. And McDoubles now are over $2. We were having a conversation last week about inflation at restaurants and things of that nature. Well, it's interesting McDonald's is doing this. Kind of a nice thing. 740-751-4038. As I was saying the other day, Kirk from the Palace was on talking about the fall season, and he mentioned that the Righteous Brothers were going to be there, I think next year, next spring, I think is what he had said. And isn't that ironic? Because the Righteous Brothers did the music for the Dirty Dancing movie. And I think Kirk even basically announced it that way, that they had done the soundtrack for the Dirty Dancing movie, which, as many of you know, it's the worst movie ever made. People hate when I say that. Worst movie ever made is the consensus from movie critics. But I watched it. I finally watched it with Angie, watched the whole thing all the way through, and I don't understand that movie. That must be a movie. It must be one of those cult movies that certain people love, because I just could not understand that movie. But the music is the music, and apparently the music will come to Marion next May. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I tell you, that Lee Greenwood concert coming up this, was it this? Oh, boy, I don't want to get the date wrong, and I don't have it in front of me. September or October, Lee Greenwood will be here. You know, he's gotten a lot of traction with that song, God Bless the USA. Although, I don't know what else Lee Greenwood does, to be honest. Now, I am not a music aficionado. I know that's his big, big, big hit, and I know that's the song that brings the crowd out of their seat every night, but I don't know what the rest of the show would be like, because I've never heard of another Lee Greenwood hit. I'm sure he has them, but 2 hours on stage, I don't know exactly what that would be. But if you do, let me know, 740-751-4038. Okay. Oh, here's another story I saw over the weekend. I haven't had a chance to talk about yet. Apparently, Garth Brooks, you know, monster country legend performer, was down in Cincinnati this past weekend, I think is what I was reading. And I guess there were two shows. Apparently, it started out as one show on Friday or Saturday. I think the Saturday show was first. And then they added a Friday show. And apparently ticket sales went very poorly. And the article I was reading was that Garth Brooks came out and put on a very good show, but there were a lot of empty seats. They showed pictures of the empty seats. And I don't know if that's a sign of the times. I don't know if that's a pandemic thing. I don't know if that's maybe Garth Brooks isn't as popular as he once was. I mean, many years have passed by. I don't know if people sit at home on their smartphones and TikToks and all that sort of thing. But apparently not selling out the crowds that he used to. And apparently the people who put on this show were kind of upset that the crowd was not what it was. So that's unfortunate for Garth Brooks, but at least the crowd got a good show. They did say that. They said he was the consummate performer. He came out, he put on a good show, and certainly that's a very good thing for the people who got to see that show. Go ahead, caller.
now, Scott. You were talking about you thought you was going to try the tomato thing again this year. Well, you better hurry up.
Well, see, I thought that after the 15th is when you do this.
Yeah, you got till the end of the month.
Oh, you haven't. Now, see, why is that?
That's just what I've always been told. You got till the end of May. As long as you have stuff in the ground by the end of May, then you're good.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes, you know, just about all summer, then you'll be harvesting in August, September, whatever you put in the ground.
Well, I
got my tomato plants in. I put two rows of corn in and a row of beans in yesterday.
Oh, so you're out there moving around now.
Yeah, and I'm feeling it today.
Oh. Well, it's a rainy day as well, so that doesn't help the aches and pains.
I didn't even bother watering them yesterday because I knew it was going to rain today, so I didn't even bother watering yesterday.
So what do you think about Garth Brooks not doing as well as they would have expected?
I don't really care about Garth Brooks.
Well, see, maybe that's the problem.
I'm not a country fan, so...
You know, I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you heard the interview when Kirk was on, when he talked about how if you have a country show at the Palace, it's going to draw.
Yeah, for some odd reason, a lot of people in this town like country music.
Oh, a lot of people. But who knows, maybe it's the waning popularity of Garth Brooks, I'm not sure. It's a different generation now. You know, he was big in the 90s, so those people are getting older now.
I don't even know when the last time he put out a new album was.
I don't know. They probably go to hear the old songs.
Most of the time, yeah. I mean, most of the bands that I grew up with, I mean... If they're still performing, that's all they're doing is just their old hits.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the rest of his tour goes well. Thanks for calling. All right, here we are. Let's see. What else is there to cover this morning? 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. All right. And as we continue on this morning, the remaining 15 minutes in this hour, we wanted to spend talking about a series of events, really, that's been going on with the Marion City Schools. And if you pick up the Marion Star today or look online, the headline is Marion City Schools Board Bickers Over Discipline Progress. So to fill us in on what's really going on, and because a lot of us don't attend these meetings, so we want to hear what's going on and not just read it in the newspaper, we turn to Marion City School Superintendent Dr. Ron Arusi, who's at a meeting today in Columbus, so we certainly appreciate him making time for us. Dr. Arusi, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good.
When you see a headline like this, I assume you were at this meeting. What's it make you think?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, there are many discussions very similar to the discussions we're having in Marion City, not just across the state of Ohio, but across the country in relation to, you know, things that we're dealing with. Some are the result of the pandemic, and there's an argument that could be made, you know, in Marion, for example, because we have, you know, some of the demographics of our students being from, you know, high poverty situations and what we call, you know, trauma-impacted youth because of drug addiction and, you know, violence and things like that. You know, you see our students kind of exhibit some of those behaviors as a result of some of the trauma that they face. And so, but it's not only in Marion, you know, the pandemic certainly didn't help all those situations. It probably exacerbated them. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, how we can protect our students, keep them in school, and at the same time make sure that they're held accountable for their actions, that they learn from those things. And we have to keep our teachers safe as well. And so, you know, all of those things, it's a very complicated situation, but takes a lot of discussion. And at some point, hopefully, you know, with what we have planned, we can come to some consensus and really walk away with some actionable plans that we can put in place to deal with our students and make sure, again, that our staff is still safe.
What is the issue with the board that would bring about a headline in regard to this on this topic?
Well, you know, I think, and again, this is we're not the only board that's having these conversations. You know, there is some thoughts out there by many folks that, you know, when we talk about things like restorative practices and social emotional learning aspects, that, you know, it is not, does not serve the student's best interest, because it seems like, and I just use the term, you know, soft on crime type of thing. So when students don't act accordingly, and they feel like a restorative type practice in lieu of discipline, you know, doesn't teach the students that to be accountable for their actions. And so, you know, it's important to educate people on, you know, what discipline we use, you know, and what we're allowed to use and what we're not allowed to. You know, I think people just assume that, you know, you can impose whatever discipline you want. That might have been the truth back in the old school days, Scott, when you and I were in school, maybe. But it's not the same anymore. And so we have laws that govern, you know, for example, we're not allowed to suspend any student in kindergarten through third grade. There's also laws regarding the discipline of students with disabilities. And so, you know, all that comes into play. But I think there's a perception out there, too, that when we talk about restorative practices, it's in lieu of discipline. And that's not the case. Restorative practices are used to help. You know, kind of what the term describes is, you know, once you impose discipline, you want to restore those kids so that they can get back in the classroom and learn. And that's the ultimate goal, is we want to keep our students in the classroom. Sorry, that was a long answer, but it's
a
complicated topic.
Yeah, it is a complicated topic. And also something of interest that I want to get to here, and if you don't have a student or anybody who you would know in Marion City Schools, when you read these headlines in the newspaper, which that's where you're getting your news, it might be a little, there might be some kind of misconception. And in other headlines we've seen just in the last month are the assistant superintendent, Jennifer Lawson, resigning on May the 13th, principals resigning. Mm-hmm. Is this out of the ordinary, or is this just business as usual at the end of the school year?
Yeah, that's hard to answer. I mean, I don't want to speak for any of those folks who have decided to move on and leave. You know, I think that there's a concern across the country that because of the pandemic and the social political issues that are out there, you know, that education, specifically public education, has become a target. And people are considering other options. I've said from the beginning, I think the pandemic, you're going to see a lot of people that probably are looking for other opportunities, just because I think the pandemic and the political nature of it has become so divisive within communities that, you know, again, and I feel like, Scott, there are a lot of times, no matter what decision I made or we made as a district, you know, probably 50% of the population wasn't going to agree with that. You know, and it's true, I think, too. I mean, you're seeing that board members don't agree as much as used to, as they used to, on things, and they have their own views, and so it becomes, you know, it's just a I think it's just become the nature of the business at this time. So I think you're going to see a lot more of that. You know, I'm definitely concerned about the positions that we have and the amount of turnover. You know, we can, you know, kind of debate, you know, what the reason is, but we have to continue to move forward and make sure our students have the best possible people in front of them every day.
It's interesting, Dr. Arusi, because as you said, perception is everything at this particular point. And since the first of the year, which is only 5 months at this particular point, mm-hmm. The local newspaper has reported on school board president resigning with Marion City Schools, the board not being able to agree on who the new board member was going to be, so it had to go to Judge Fregali, which we think is the first time that's ever happened in the history of the school boards. The assistant superintendent resigning, that was a headline. The principal resigning, that was a headline. This morning, the board bickers over discipline. We've got five school districts in this area, and I don't remember, I haven't seen a story about another one, certainly not a negative one, since the beginning of the year. Why do you think Marion City Schools is getting all this attention, and do you think it's fair how it's being treated in the media?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the public has a right to know, you know, what's happening within the district. You know, I think that unfortunately for us, you know, our board meetings have been, you know, just, I don't want to call them contentious, but there's been a lot of debate over issues within our board. But there has been, you know, some consensus as well. I think that what bothers me about the negativity that's being portrayed, you know, within the community, and I don't know if it's any fault of the media, but, you know, just last week, too, we had an article about the $4.2 million we received to expand our after-school and summer programming. And so, you know, I think that it really makes it seem like there's a lot of negative things going on in Marion, and you know, I still believe the positives far outweigh the negatives, and, you know, we just had our award ceremony for our seniors the other night, and you know, I can't tell you how much, you know, millions of dollars in scholarships our students were able to obtain through their hard work. And we recognize, you know, all of our sports programs have come such a long way in the last 3 or 4 years, and we're so competitive now, and there's all those positives out there, which I'd like the community to know that, you know, there are things that we're arguing about, debating, and that's fine. You know, public discourse is okay, but, you know, we need to focus too on our students and all the positive things that are happening with them as well.
In the final 3 minutes here, Dr. Arusi, I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to this, because it was said on the air when Tara Dyer was on right after she had been appointed the new school board member. She was talking about the divisiveness that she felt was there and why a consensus could not be obtained by the school board on the new school board member. And she said on air that, and I'm not going to say the name, but that one of the school board members, what their goal was to make sure that you weren't there any longer. What'd you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, as I said, at the beginning, you know, I our new school board members, previous to them actually being, you know, sworn in, I had never met either one of them. And again, you know, I was hoping that, you know, for whatever reason, like I said, you know, making those decisions in the midst of the pandemic and some other things, you know, probably didn't satisfy a lot of people. And I can understand where people would be, you know, would have that opinion about some of the decisions that we've made. But, you know, I've always been, had an open door policy, and, you know, I always make time to meet with individual board members. And so, you know, my hope would be that I'd have that opportunity to sit down and have conversations about why I made decisions and what, you know, where they're coming from in relation to what their issues are with me. I listen to some podcasts and things like that, and so I'm aware of some of the things that their perception is, which, you know, there's an explanation for everything, so I don't have anything to hide. There's, you know, I'm, you know, kind of an open book, and, you know, those decisions I make, although they may not be popular, I think they've always been made in the best interest of the students. But so, you know, I'm comfortable with the direction. I think there's a lot of good things happening in Marion City, and just I would love to have the opportunity to just, you know, kind of address those concerns individually.
Final,
that would be my response.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting comment, and I'm sure people have heard those podcasts as well. Final question here, Dr. Arusi, this morning is, with that going on and people saying things like that on podcasts and all the coverage that's been going on in local media over the last 5 months with Marion City Schools, is that part of the divisiveness that apparently lays within
your
board right now? That I mean, if you have a board member who has made it very well known that they don't want the superintendent to be there, and that board member's only been there 5 months, that's a heavy thing to be saying.
Well, and again, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years. I mean, this is the first time that I've kind of dealt with this type of situation, so it's somewhat, you know, newer to me, but I have a lot of colleagues that have had similar situations, and we have a network, and actually that's what I'm doing today is Central Ohio. We have meetings with superintendents to discuss upcoming legislation and all those kinds of things, but we also get a chance to kind of, you know, lean on each other for advice and how to get through some of those kinds of things. So, you know, that's what I do. And again, hopefully I'm, you know, continuing to do the job that I was hired to. And, that'll be my goal is every day to provide, the best possible education for the students, regardless of all of those other things that are going on.
Any plan? I mean, will you be there next school year as far as you know at this point?
As far as I know, I don't have any other opportunities right now or anything like that. But, boy, it's like asking, the football coach if he's back next year. You never know when those opportunities are. I just say, you know, I've enjoyed my time here at Marion City Schools, and I think we have a lot more work to do. But I'm confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Dr. Russi, I know you're out of town today, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. Stay well and safe travels.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break back in about 15 minutes.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.